breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
So there I am, minding my own business,
right,
like I do. And I'm like, you know what I haven't had in a minute? I haven't had Flying Burger.
Ooh, they're good.
I probably go to Flying Burger once every 2 months. It's not in like my basic rotation,
right? It's not,
right? It's not my top five, but it's in there, right?
It's good. It's a good spot to go with friends, you know?
Pull up, big old dumpster up front. I see that they got like a crazy remodel going on.
Dang.
I decide I'm going to look in and see what's going on. Nope, they've gutted the entire place.
Whoa.
No longer is it Flying Burger and Seafood.
Okay.
They are completely converting it. Apparently, we are getting a brand new concept.
Ooh.
We think it's a new barbecue spot.
Fancy.
It's called the Smokehouse Market.
Okay.
And it's apparently they got a Shreveport chef that's going to be running it.
Sick.
So,
sick.
I mean, can we please add good steaks?
Ooh.
We need, there are not.
No, because then it turns into a steak place and then it gets expensive.
No. Listen, North Bossier does not have many good options when it comes to steak. I just feel like they should add it.
That's,
you know,
a good
what I'm
point.
Saying?
Like, I get it.
Can they sneak it in there? Now, I'm just saying, I'm not giving them a list of demands. I'm just saying, it's a suggestion, right? Check it out. Everything we know about it, Inside Your Free.
K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
So, one of us in this room is pregnant.
Nose goes.
Not me.
Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, guys.
Bestie Bailey. Bestie Bailey just announced that she is having a little baby girl.
Little Ella Catherine.
I'm a babe pappy.
Aw.
Look at me. I'm ready for parenthood. Anyway, point is.
Parenthood adjacentness.
Yes, exactly. It was a journey to get here. At one point, I thought my girl was going to hard launch the baby. There's this new trend.
Go on.
Wait, when you say...
When you say
why
hard launch...
Why are you looking at me like my dog looks at
the baby?
Me.
Yeah, I was going to throw it.
Okay.
Exactly. She's going to be like, look at this. Chuck
so
it
what
off.
What do you
like,
mean?
No. I just had the thought of Issa Rae in Insecure where she gets the baby and chucks it. Like, that's all I was thinking about.
Yes.
Or the monkey chucking Simba. But listen, hold
there
on.
You go.
That's not what we're doing. Do not hard launch babies like that. Where people are hiding their pregnancy... All the way up until they have the baby.
Yeah, that makes
and then
way more
they're
sense.
Like, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's our baby. Not to be a jerk, but there's no way Bestie Bailey could have hit it.
No. I've gotten fat. People thought I got
whoa, whoa,
the
whoa,
shot.
Whoa, whoa,
I was
whoa.
Poor.
First off, you are beautiful.
Thanks, but.
And you look so healthy and so happy. And I'm telling you, obviously, we couldn't keep it a secret. One time, homegirl and I were at Target because this is what we do when we're bored.
Of course.
Yeah, we just walk around.
And we'll go to the Target, Shreveport, Bossier. Mm. We do not discriminate. We were at a certain one, and we start looking at strollers. That's what it was. It was strollers.
Okay.
And so we're like, ooh, look at this
not
one.
Not obvious at all.
No.
All of a sudden, somebody that we know passes by. When I tell you the look of horror that comes like on both of us, like, oh! Like, and I'm, so all of a sudden I'm like subconsciously like sticking my stomach out, kind of like holding my back.
Trying
like,
to, okay.
Hey, how are you?
It's like she's going to take the L for me.
You could have just easily said we're doing a baby shower for a friend.
Okay, I did not think
there.
That fast. Okay, so clearly we do not have it in us to hard launch a baby.
Right.
Why did you not hard launch? Because it was a thought, right?
Like it was, but then, okay, so we were not going to find out if it was a boy or a girl, and we were not going to tell anybody.
Keep in mind, Bailey, I love you, but she is the most private person. People didn't even know she had a boyfriend for the longest time because she didn't post him.
After I posted, people were messing with me. They're like, you have a boyfriend? I was like, oh, yeah, for
girl,
a long time.
We've been rocking.
You know, it was so funny. People were like, oh, my God, this is such a big surprise. And I was like, no, she's actually about to be here.
Surprise. Baby's coming, whether you're ready or not.
I'm like 20 weeks.
So you just were like.
Well, it's very expensive to have a baby.
Okay.
Once I started looking at everything, I was like, I'm going to need help. And also, I'm 5 foot tall. And my torso is the size of my hand, and I already look very pregnant.
Yeah.
You look so cute, though. You really do. Like, I think you look so precious pregnant.
Thank you.
And maybe it's because I'm a
tumor. Maybe
it's because I'm a co-parent, and I just feel like you're glowing.
Crystal, how do you think you're going to dress my child?
like a little Birkenstocks?
Can I dress?
How do I do her hair? I was panicked. Because when I found out we were having a girl, anyway, point is, we're not hard launching babies around here. But if you're into it, check it out. It's true.
K94.5, it's Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, and we are Chica and Evan in the morning.
I found some flowers on discount at the store, and they were perfectly fine, but I got them for $5.
Nice. And like a big bouquet?
Yeah, like a beautiful bouquet. Tell me why I've had just my day made. Like, the past 48 hours have been epic. And it sounds so dumb and so simple, but that's what made me feel good.
That's so awesome.
That's what Feel Good on the 50s is. We're in the business of giving away as many tickets as possible to GeekCon.
We just got reloaded. We got a stack of them right here.
So we want you to feel good, and here's what we're doing. Randomly picking somebody that calls in 800-9436 with a Feel Good moment. Wheel goes off. If it dings while you're on the phone, these tickets are yours. Sound easy? Perfect. Here we go.
894-36, Max in Shreveport. What's making you feel good today?
What's up, guys? Have you guys tried that new bistro place downtown yet?
The Papillon's Creole Bistro.
Yeah, that place. I tried it the other day. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
First off, I love the fact that you're calling and cheering on a local business.
Absolutely.
This is weird because Robert J. Wright was just telling me about this place. Apparently... Ooh. There's this fried pork chop sandwich that they have.
Ooh. Okay.
And apparently that is all you need to order.
That's all you had to say.
Well,
I'm sold.
Oh.
All right then. Well, I'm just saying, should we get a group together and just invade downtown?
100%.
All right. Papillon's Creole Bistro obviously has your seal of approval. We're going to go check it
out.
I'll
meet you there.
Make sure you leave the radio on for your dogs. They love listening to Chica and Evan in the morning. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Now approved for humans. Mornings from 6 to 10 on... Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Okay, so this whole Iceman, when is it dropping... So, strong rumors and fan predictions about Drake's next solo album. Because keep in mind, he just released that album with Party Next Door in February. And obviously, Nokia is like seeing a huge jump ever since everybody's like, wait a minute, he's going to go out on tour soon, right? Check this out. No official release date, but social media chatter is suggesting that it could drop in late October.
Ooh.
Somebody said, hey, possibly around his birthday. This is the way the pattern is looking. I mean, he's been teasing new music. He's been live streaming.
I'm just saying,
something big is on the horizon.
Two.
50 Cent's next big move in downtown Shreveport has been announced. I mean, it was really out of nowhere. All of a sudden, the G-Dome will be real. Oh.
The permanent G-Dome.
Yes, there will be a permanent G-Dome. So if you all remember back during the first Humor and Harmony weekend we did in like 2024, around this time, actually.
Yeah. Early August.
He set up like a downtown club. It was like
a pop-up dome,
and it had a video board on the dome. It was a club. Coolest thing ever. It was a two-night-only
thing. Well, he'd been promising it for a while. Like, I'm going to bring this and make it permanent. And I think we all kind of were like, sure.
And now it's here. Now they're literally building it right now as we speak. And I did some looking into it, and I didn't realize this is literally just going to be Shreveport's version of that Las Vegas Sphere.
Hello there.
Except it's not going to be, you know, as big. And
ours is
going to
be cooler. Ours
outside.
Is going to be better.
All right. You know what? Yes. Better. Ratchet City, baby.
Three.
Okay, this is one of those classic Only in Vegas stories that has gone completely viral. So this guy, his name is Dylan Desclose.
Okay.
He pulled off an elaborate ruse, and this guy fooled a major Vegas nightclub. So, because, you know, I had to jump in and see what the heck was going on.
Fool a major Vegas nightclub. Are you winning, like, a hand of poker and winning, like, $10 million from that place?
No. No, you just get booted and you got to pay a $10,000 tab. But this guy named Desclose and his team reportedly contacted the Wynn, and they're like, hey, guys, Justin Bieber's going to be there. They acted like they're the entourage. They convinced the club, hey, he wants to pop in and do a surprise appearance. So, of course, if you own that club, you're going to be like, heck yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get it.
Absolutely.
So, apparently, he gets on the mic. He performs Sorry. I mean, the stunt double, like, truly so real. But, obviously, they figured out what was happening. And, oh, yeah, he ran up a bar tab of about $10,000. Don't worry, though. He paid it before he was removed. Look at you.
All right. It's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Tyler, take a seat on the big couch and tell us what's going on in your world.
Hey, what's going on, man? So there's this cat, and I thought it belonged to, like, one of the old ladies that are in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But, like, so I started leaving my window open because my AC was not doing its job. And this cat started just walking in through my window, and it would, like, come over and hang out and, like, cuddle with me. And so this started happening for a while, and so I'd be like, okay, this is fun. Little friend stopping by, and yeah. So I'd buy, like, just, like, a small can of cat food just in case it happened again. It did happen again. And so I fed him, like, some snacks and stuff like that, and it was cool. But it's been happening so frequently. I'm starting to think, like, maybe it's not this old lady's cat at all. Like, maybe this cat is, like, a stray, and maybe he's been, like, neglected or something like that.
I mean, it's and, impossible.
Right. And so I'm wondering, like, should I just keep the cat and take care of him and make sure he's got, like, a good home, you know?
Yeah. Are you for sure that this cat doesn't belong to anyone and it's not just like an indoor-outdoor cat type situation?
I mean, I'm not like 100% for sure. Like, I see him hang out outside of her house like a good bit, but then he also comes into my window. I don't know what else he does.
Okay. Let's hear what other people have to think, because I think we should try and figure out for sure if it's a stray or not. And then we can decide. So 894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app. Any advice on how to find out if it's a stray or not, or whether you should just keep it or not?
Got some advice? Let's get it. Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800-7-ROAD. All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Tyler on the big couch this morning. He's calling in because he is considering stealing a cat.
Well, and I like that you put it that way, because really, you're stealing if you don't know where it comes from, right? You don't know where you're taking it from.
I guess.
And it sounds innocent enough. Tyler said, you know, it started when I left the window open. All of a sudden, the cat comes in and is like, right. Hey, we're friends. And
starts hanging out with him, watching TV with him.
Cats like, have awesome. A way of making you fall in love with them.
Yes.
If they choose you, like, and that's the thing is, baby, if you're chosen, you're chosen. Here's the problem. Here's the one thing I see is cats are just like me. They will meow. They will love on you. They will purr on you to get a free meal.
Yo,
you know, I'm just so.
That's part of the issue here is Tyler saying, look, I think he might be my neighbor's cat. I don't know for sure. I've seen him hang out at her place before, but I don't know if it's just the same situation where she leaves the window open, he crawls in there, and he's just a neighborhood stray. But I really want to keep this cat, so should I do it? And I don't know.
Then my question is, do you just go ahead and befriend the neighbor and go, hey, I like this cat more than you? There's options. 800-9436.
Mikey and Houghton, your advice in group therapy this morning.
Look, I believe that the cat should just stay with you, or you can go outside and find a cat. If they're letting their cat just be out there and unattended, then I would keep the cat or find me a cat outside. There's a lot of them outside.
You know what? That is true. There is a lot of cats outside.
Amanda in Bossier, what's your best piece of advice here?
I think that guy is insane. That's someone's cat. Like, clearly the cat likes people. It's got the temperament to be around strangers. Has the balls enough to climb through your window and cuddle with you. That's just seeking a heat source, okay? It's not personal for the cat, probably. It's just, you probably feed it snacks and give it treats.
All right, we've heard a lot of advice from listeners today. Some people saying, like, look, man, just leave this cat behind. A few people saying, you know what, just take it either way. What are you going to do now? You going to keep it?
Yeah, I'm probably going to hold on to it. You know, like lock him in, keep him in the house. I mean, of course, if somebody comes by and says, hey, here's a picture. This is specifically my cat. Like, I'm not a heartless person. But, you know, if nobody goes looking for him and I don't see any pictures around the neighborhood, then, yeah, I'm going to keep him.
I mean, all right. Well, if you do end up keeping him and you do have to give him back because turns out someone's missing a cat now, has this inspired you to go maybe adopt a cat, or are you just set on this one cat?
I mean, I was never, like, thinking about going out and getting a cat. This cat more or less just found me. That's kind of why I'm so attached to him. And also, you know, I don't know if he's a stray or not. Don't know if he has been neglected. And so I'm not actively looking for it. I don't know. There might be a void after he leaves. Who knows?
All right, maybe. Well, You know what? Here's the hoping that it is just a stray cat looking for a home, and maybe you can make it a home. So we're hoping for the best, man.
Me too.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
So we started this goodness that is called Feel Good on the 50s because we were sick and tired of watching the news, getting in a bad mood, and we're like, surely we could make our own goodness. So that's where you come in. You are our live on the scene person sharing the good news with us. All right, Christina in Houghton, what is making you feel good this morning?
Oh, I decided to take an end of the summer trip with all my friends. We went over to Little Rock.
Ooh, nice.
And it was amazing. The best part of the trip was we ran into some of my college friends. And so we got to hang out, catching up with friends from nearly 20 years ago. It was amazing.
That sounds awesome. What a great way to spend the summer.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Yeah.
Don't just sit there. Call Chica and Evan now. 800-90.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Before I tell you how we're going to escape the heat.
Okay.
I need you to know that it hit 102 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
It's going to be 99 degrees today, and it's going to feel like 107. Let's not even talk about the humidity.
Hold on. I heard, though, that it is only going to last for like a week longer. So not too much longer.
That's a lie from the pit of hell, and you know it, and they lie to us. But there is a celebration, or should I say, shellebration. You see what I'm doing there? GeekCon X.
Yeah.
GeekCon, the 10th year that it's going down, is taking over the Shreveport Convention Center. And that is the hack that my friend has discovered. She said, Chica, I ain't even tripping. She's like, it's GeekCon weekend. I'm like, dude, I know. And I'm over here thinking about it, because you and I, full disclosure, we get to be part of GeekCon. Like, we get to hang out. We get to do all that stuff. But in a way, we're kind of working it, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing that all my friends are using this as a way to basically entertain their kids and their favorite thing.
There you go.
There's AC.
Yes.
And I was sitting there, I was like,
indoors.
I was like, oh, they're like, yeah, we don't have a lot of events that are family friendly. And this made a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
She said, name, you know, events in town that you could take your kiddos to that's all about family.
Right.
That has awesome AC. And I was like, I got GeekCon. She goes, exactly. So
I will say there are some parts of the Shreveport Convention Center that I've had to sit in for work where I can say there is no AC in those parts of the building. But there will be AC this weekend. If you're going to be at GeekCon with us, we're going to enjoy the nice, cool indoor weather.
You got the cast of Charmed out there. You got Art the Terrifier Clown. Ugh. Sorry. I just
rewatched one of those movies the other day.
Ew, what's wrong with
they're
you?
They're horrible. They're disgusting.
All our 90s babies, this is our time. Ninja Turtle pulling up. Anyway, we will see you there at GeekCon. Make sure you're listening. We're going to be giving away tickets.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
So, you got to know the name Desclos. That's his name. Talking about the man identified as the French impersonator. He pretended to be Justin Bieber and pulled off this elaborate ruse and fooled a major Las Vegas nightclub. So here's what happened. If you've seen the TikToks, if you've seen it all over Instagram, because it's officially taken over my newsfeed. This was at XS Nightclub. You need to understand, Evan.
Okay.
They had already hired a big-time DJ.
You mentioned this earlier, and I've started looking at pictures of this.
Okay.
And,
so you know how hard it is to pull this off.
Yeah.
This team, and I say team, Desclos got his team to reach out to act as Justin Bieber's entourage. They're like, hey, a lot of people don't know, but Justin's in town. Everybody's like, oh, my God. And they're like, listen, we want to do a surprise performance.
I mean, imagine
for everybody at XS Nightclub.
Imagine being like the club promoter, getting that email,
bro,
and being like, dude,
bro,
Justin Bieber showing up at our club.
He
all right,
just
we're
came
sewing
out with a brand new album.
Right, like,
he just
what an opportunity.
Exactly. So you can't say that people wouldn't jump at it, right?
And
be like, oh my
right
gosh. Okay, so check this out. He gets on stage, he performed Sorry, and I'm telling you, the tattoos, the everything, the movements, the everything look like Justin Bieber. This guy runs up a bar tab of about $10,000, all right?
Oh.
And he did have to pay it before he was removed because halfway through his performance, people are like, that's not Justin Bieber.
Something's up. Something's not
it's
right.
It's not Justin Bieber.
He can't hit those notes
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, this is not accurate. And that's when they realize, uh-uh. So obviously, halfway through, security's like, hey, bro, you got to go. Like, this ain't it.
Man.
And this reminds me, though, and I feel so embarrassed to share this. I have a girlfriend who once got so plastered, she thought she met Riley Green at a bar, and she was convinced that Riley Green was passing through Shreveport Bossier. So all I'm saying is, if you're drunk enough, right?
Right,
if you're drunk enough, anything could happen. How drunk was everybody at the club?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Imagine being that security guard, though. You're over here, like, freaking out, probably texting your girl, like, dude.
Imagine, though, they tell you, like, hey, we're pretty sure this is a fake Justin Bieber. Can you go up there and get him out of here? And then being the security guard and wondering, but what if it's not fake Justin Bieber? What if that's actually
Justin
Bieber?
I'll say this right now. I can't tell the difference. When I was seeing it on Instagram, I could not tell the difference.
Most of the pictures I've seen aren't close enough that I could, like, really tell. But seeing other pictures of him, you look close enough, yeah, you can kind of tell that they're not the same guy at all.
You can check it out now inside your free K94.5 app. Have you ever thought you met somebody that was actually not that somebody?
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to Feel Good on the 50.
So we started Feel Good on the 50 because we realized that every time you look at the news, you're just like disappointed. You don't feel good. And it's just, why don't we make it to where we celebrate any little good thing that's happened in our life? Because let's be real, sometimes it be your own people that don't celebrate you. Not here. 800-9436, it's your job to tell us what is making you feel good this morning.
Zach in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Well, GeekCon is right around the corner, and I'm super stoked because I get to meet my favorite wrestler, Scott Steiner.
That's what's up, dude. A great reason to feel good this morning.
If you have peanut allergies, be careful when you tune in to Chica and Evan in the morning. They're nuts. Mornings from 6 to 10 on K94.5.